to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a million other platforms. Welcome, everybody. It is Sunday afternoon, April 8th, 2018, episode 540 of The Rant, or 541 of The Rant, live on a Sunday afternoon, because my goodness, it's WrestleMania. And we are going to get you ready for the Showcase of the Immortals. I heard somebody earlier call it the granddaddy of them all. I take umbrage when people call it the granddaddy of them all. Because the granddaddy of them all, what is it, Tony C?
Starcade.
That's right. Today is the Showcase of the Immortals.
Actually, it's the Rose Bowl.
We know that, Captain Obvious, in sports terms, but we talking about sports entertainment.
Talking about pro wrestling.
Thank you, sir.
Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by Mr. Obvious.
The silver Captain Obvious to you.
Oh, yeah. Captain Obvious. Captain Underpants, bro. Now, for those of you that missed the call-in show earlier this morning, not only did you miss a very entertaining 2.5 hours, Surfer apparently made it in time from the supermarket.
Why you gotta put my business out there?
I didn't realize you were being, you were sequestered. And that you didn't want people G-14 to know
your, classified.
Yeah, didn't want people to know your whereabouts. It's like there's only one supermarket, I guess, in all of Philadelphia. So
they don't need to know everything.
Ah, okay.
You got fans, Surfer. They want to know where you at all times. Mm-hmm. You got a public. You got to answer to.
Exactly. Hello, yeah, hello to the chat room. I see Iron Man and Pastor Sadell is listening there. We'll see people coming in and out of the chat room throughout the night. And to you folks that are listening live on TuneIn Radio and, of course, RantEMRadio.com, we are live. This is our WrestleMania Marathon coverage. And, of course, it continues with our WrestleMania post-show at the conclusion of this evening's broadcast. We're going to be on the air for the next 90 minutes to 2 hours as we prepare you for the Showcase of the Immortals. And of course, we're going to run down the card, give our predictions. 14 matches on the card for tonight. And so we got a lot of business. A lot of business to get to. Lots of things to talk about. Lots of news to cover. And we're going to kick things off. The lines are open. 954-889-7268. 954-889-RANT. Double A the RANT, all one word on Skype if you want to call in and be a part of the conversation. We're going to kick things off with some news that somebody's been spotted in New Orleans.
Baker.
No.
The Rock.
No. He is a former
Hogan.
He is a former world heavyweight champion.
Lex Luger?
No.
Sting?
I'll give you one more guess.
I gotta make it a good one then. Amaromski, Rey Mysterio.
David Arquette has been spotted in New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
And, you know?
Like, just here, what the hell was that?
Exactly. So, David Arquette is there in New Orleans along along with a million other performers and things like that. It'll be interesting to see if he's a part of WrestleMania in any fashion. But I guess we'll see, right?
We had no car rental report with the last name Taker.
No.
First name
but,
Under.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Under the...
I'm going to tell you something, though, Tony. The drive from Houston to New Orleans, I don't believe, is that long.
That's true. Right, so, I-10, right?
I've always said, okay, you want to keep the mystique, don't fly them into the city that you're in.
I said car rental.
No, but I'm saying.
Rent a car.
No, but I'm saying is you don't fly them. You know, if Taker's coming.
But if you rent a car, you got to put it in their name, right?
But my point is, Tony C, you fly. No, listen. You fly, let's say they fly Undertaker in. Forget about the rental.
What ticket name is?
He's going to be in the airport where he can be publicly spotted in a New Orleans airport.
I understand that.
What I'm saying is, either you send for a car, or you tell Mark, "I need you to do me a favor and drive yourself."
Do me a solid.
And drive from your house and come here. So.
Yeah,
I would do that, or I would have flown to. I would have if I'm going to fly him in. You fly him into. no, you fly him into. Baton,
one of them Podunk town.
Yeah, Baton Rouge. Or
not Baton Rouge. You got to do some smaller like Lafayette.
Lafayette, and he drives from Lafayette to New Orleans, or.
Yeah.
Or send him to Birmingham. Isn't that a short drive from Birmingham to New Orleans? Or Biloxi? So.
No, he'll get spotted at the casino.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, as far as I know, there has not been any.
Sparta, Mississippi. You got to fly him into Sparta.
In Sparta with, you got to find, what was the character's name? What was the sheriff's
He's
name?
Gillespie.
Yeah, Sheriff Gillespie. Anyways.
And Bubba, they'll guide him into town.
That's right. And to the boys up in New York and on Staten Island, I believe we are still streaming inside Phil's living room where Mikey and she got a release for today only. The Unsilent Majority, I believe she's listening. That is, unless she's been tasked at feeding everybody. I don't know. Maybe Phil told us the menu for the Staten Island shindig for WrestleMania today.
I heard they released on our own recognizance. She got to go
maybe,
back in court.
Good behavior. Well, then keep her on a tight leash, Phil. Okay. You don't want her trash in the place.
That's right.
And you're going to have to send her back to Attica. Or
Attica.
Or Rikers.
Attica. Rikers.
So, anyways. So, hello to Choppy and Phil and the Mega Powers, if he's already there, and the Domingos, and whoever else happens to be there in the in Decker Dome version 2, or the did Phil ever give the new place an official name?
No.
I think he should call it the. What can he call it? Because they're not in Choppy's house. Because if it was in Choppy's house, it would be known as the Chop Shop.
Tell him Chop.
You got to think about the name, Choppy. Create a name for Phil. Okay? Anyways, we got a lot to talk about, a lot of news, lots of predictions to go over. As I said, 14 matches on the card. So let's not waste any more time. Again, the lines are open, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype if you want to call in. And to anybody that's listening to us for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to our humble
room. I'm gonna be a little surly. Exactly. I'm gonna be a little surly tonight, though.
Oh, I'm already surly. I'm already surly. I'm going to tell you in a second why. But welcome here at Rant EM Radio. We're here. We've got programming throughout the entire week. Of course, Sports Report on Monday, Shining Wizards and the Rant on Tuesdays. Fridays, it's Rant and Wrestling and Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And on Sundays, it's the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. We'll go into detail of the schedule a little bit later on. But if you missed any part of the marathon, don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., the marathon will rebroadcast in its entirety. Why am I in a surly mood, Tony C? Because I went to go pick up the mail 2 hours ago, and I find a federal summons in my mail.
Federal subpoena?
Not a subpoena. A federal jury summons.
Summons. Oh, you got jury duty.
In federal court.
Oh, you might be on the Mueller case.
2 weeks, they're saying I have to be on the case. I'm figuring out a way to get out of it. So I'm going to do every chance I get. I'm going to talk about the judicial system in an unsavory manner between now and the time I get dismissed, because I'm not doing jury duty for the second year in a row.
Hey, man. They trying to come out my boy David Dennison. You might be his only hope. You know, come on now.
Anyways, the WWE Network will have their
wrestling. So you shouldn't look at not doing jury duty that way. You could be saving somebody's life.
Surfer, I went to jury duty last
That's
year.
Right.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with saving somebody's life.
Let me tell you something. Year. I don't have the time for it. It's the time period that they're asking me to go is extremely inconvenient for me.
Look, sir, it is your civic duty.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Get on
Anyways, I don't give a rat's ass, and I'm going to take a tape of this audio of this program and submit it to the United States District Court Southern Division, along with this.
They may come after me or surf.
Jesus. Anyways,
you could be doing jury duty against Trump.
Anyways, we go to the lines and we say hello to Hightower, who was on the call-in show earlier tonight.
Here you come with this shit.
If you heard the call-in show earlier this morning, you missed a very entertaining broadcast. let's talk about the news real quick. We're going to run down some news. First of all, if you saw NXT TakeOver last night, you were in for a treat. Of course, ROH Supercard of Honor was going head-to-head. The Supercard of Honor ran till 12:30 last night. ROH TakeOver went off the air at around 11:05, but the TakeOver was extremely good, and the main event, very rare do I say this, that main event was stupendous. Okay, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, you need to go back and rewatch that match. It was so good, I was on the edge of my seat for the entire duration of the match. Great, great outing for the NXT superstars last night. From what I understand, the outing over at Ring of Honor was equally as good. So wrestling has just been on point this weekend, and things continue today. The WWE Network has their kickoff on the WWE Network at 5 o'clock, and of course it spills into the second hour, which will be broadcast not only on the WWE Network, but of course on the USA Network. And we've got three kickoff matches that we're going to be talking about here in just a second. But there is some breaking news that we need to get into, and that was last night the news came out right at around 12 midnight that Alberto El Patron, a.k.a. Alberto Del Rio, has been fired from Impact Wrestling for not only no-showing their event on Friday, but a video of him in New Orleans drunk surfaced. So they fired his ass. And if WWE is thinking about rehiring him, don't waste your time.
Yeah, wasn't he suspended from them or something?
He was suspended for for something with
Page.
No, he was. That was with Impact. Yeah.
Wasn't he just talking to Vince not too long ago?
Yeah, but I would think it's a stupid move to bring him in at this point.
Yeah. Right now.
So
they're gonna need all the help they can. They're gonna need all the help they can get once this certain person leave tonight. So bring him in, shit. All hands on deck.
Other news that I talked about already, it was David Arquette is in New Orleans, for those that are keeping score. And of course, you're going to hear for today on the call for the kickoff matches, Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, and Beth Phoenix. They'll be calling the action during those three kickoff matches. Go ahead. I take that back. Sorry. The women's battle royal will feature Beth Phoenix on color, and the commentary team for the Andre the Giant battle royal will be Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler, and then of course Nigel McGuinness and Vic Joseph will handle the commentary on the Cruiserweight Championship match. We're going to give predictions on those matches here shortly. But anyways, go ahead. What were you going to say, Tony C?
No, I just said it was so disrespectful how they treat JR.
Well,
he's up there. He getting no. He never need to be there anyway.
Even at his old stage, he better than Michael Cole on his best day.
I would go with that.
Yeah.
So. I would go with that. But anyways, Ronda Rousey. We'll talk about Ronda Rousey real briefly. Yeah. Of course, if you missed it on Friday, Byron Saxton called Ronda's husband lovely. Whatever.
Hey, Byron. Hey.
Chris Cruz has said that Ronda Rousey is the single most overrated professional athlete on the planet. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Before anybody makes about Ronda Rousey,
wait a minute.
Is it me, or does Chris Cruz possibly have sour grapes?
Could be some grapes.
Of course, but
because
there's a whole lot of people worse than her.
But because Chris Cruz had a failed career in WCW, and they fired him. They replaced him with Scott Hudson, who was a much better announcer. I never liked Chris Cruz. Never. Ever. And anytime I've ever read something regarding Chris Cruz, it's always bitter. So,
basically what you're saying.
This is his quote. This is his quote. Ronda Rousey is the single most overrated professional athlete in the world today. One look at her last fight will tell you what a paper tiger she was. The one time she met a real fighter, she got her ass handed to her, and quickly. Don't believe the hype. She's a phony and has zero charisma. She will disappoint at WrestleMania, and before the year is out, she will be just another name on the card. Bank on that.
I don't know all about that.
It's possible that when she was her career and in UFC, that, you know, they handed her some easy ones as opposed to
hard ones. Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all talking about setups?
Well, you know.
Yeah, there were setups.
They were
good fighters, but they were not killers.
Yeah. It's got to knock you in tomorrow, Rod.
They're going to knock you in tomorrow, Rhonda. All right.
I mean, you know, Mickey set up some easy fights for Rocky before Mr. T.
That's what we're referencing, sir. Thank you for
oh, my God, he's got to be playing with that.
Surfer, your delivery today is a little... Did you not find Did you not find what you needed at the supermarket or something?
No, I did not.
Then let's go over this before we get into the crux of things, because, you know, I gotta ask, what were you looking for at the supermarket that you could not find?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters. I want to know what you're going to eat.
Staple cleaner.
I want to know what you're going to eat during WrestleMania.
Doesn't matter. I don't know what I'm going to eat tonight.
Do you have a hungry man in the freezer then?
No. Well, I don't eat on holidays.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to disrespect your holiday tradition. Oh, man. Okay, so there you go. Surfer's a little delayed today because Surfer didn't find what he needed at the supermarket. Tony Z, what are you going to eat?
I'm doing pizza.
Pizza. I had pizza last night. What about you, Hightower?
I'm going to have a deli sandwich.
Deli sandwich.
And some nachos.
Extra water.
Nachos. See,
hair gonna be extra wet.
Now I have some orange chicken and fried rice waiting to be prepared, but I don't think I'm gonna have the time to do it. So I might have to just bail on the chicken fried rice and the orange chicken from Trader Joe's. But we'll see. We'll see.
No chicken fried rice?
I've got a whole bunch of other stuff here. I've got snacks and sodas it'll hold me for 7 hours of wrestling.
Well, let Mr. Hightower tell it. Oscar should be cooking your food for you. You know what I mean? Okay. She ain't allowed to be champion.
Let me tell you something.
She ain't allowed to be champion.
Did not say that.
At least when I cook it, when I cook my fried rice, at least it comes out how I want it. So, anyways.
Oscar can make it better.
So, and I know they're having pizzas up in New York, so they're having some pie. Anyways. Let's talk about, I guess that's it for in terms of news. Let's get right into the card. And again, 954-889-7268, 954-889-RANT, doubly the rant, all one word on Skype. Be a part of the chat room. Go to rantamradio.com. And don't be anonymous, folks. Sign in. It's easy. All you got to do is just put your chat room name and create a password. That's all you got to do. Let's do the kickoff matches because I don't want 5 o'clock to roll around and we haven't done any of the card or haven't done these matches because they may throw a match from the right out the gate. So let's talk about this. The first three kickoff matches is the Women's Battle Royal, the first ever WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal, featuring superstars from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, and quite possibly, a few names of yesteryear. Who do you think is going to win this match? We'll start, as we do in most pay-per-views, we go around the room and ask for their picks. And, of course, if you're in the chat room, you can post your picks in there as well. Listed so far for the Battle Royal, Sasha Banks, Natalia, Lana, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, Naomi Bailey, Mickey James, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Carmella, and Dana Brooke. Tony C, what do you think is going to happen here?
I'm going with, because we're going with a United Nations feel to this pay-per-view. I'm going with Naomi or Sasha Banks, someone of color. You're going to notice a theme on this pay-per-view. Someone of color will win this Battle Royal. Banking on it.
Okay.
So Naomi, Sasha Banks.
You don't think it could be Jacqueline?
Yeah, it's going to be somebody of color.
Let me
woman of
something.
Color.
If Jacqueline came back and won this Battle Royal, I would laugh my ass off.
I mean, yeah. But a woman of color, a person of color, will win this match. That's my pick. You're going to notice a theme with my pick. This thing.
Let's see here. We've got the betting odds, as there are for every WrestleMania, favor Sasha Banks to win. She's plus 150. She's the favorite to win here. Becky Lynch comes in second, and Carmella comes in third. And then, of course, if you want to be a long shot, you can also bet on Lana, which means, you know, if you bet $1 and Lana wins, you would win whatever the over under is. But yeah, you would win. I think for every dollar, it says plus. Let's say the over under is 1 to 4. If you bet a dollar and Lana wins, you get $4. But anyways, Surfer, who do you think is going to go here?
Well, if you're going by the names you mentioned, I would say Sasha.
But there's going to be more that are going to enter. Those are the names that we know so far.
I think it might be somebody from NXT that wins, though.
Okay.
Yeah, put that for Sasha as far as the names you mentioned.
What about you, Hightower?
I say Ember Moon, but I know it's going to be Ruby Riott.
If it's Ember Moon, William probably cried from about 9:45 last night to about 10:15 this morning when he finally composed himself to do the broadcast. So if Ember Moon not only shows up but wins the Battle Royal, I guarantee you not only will William shit bricks for the rest of the week, he'll bitch and moan because Ember Moon was on the kickoff match and she should have probably been in the main event.
But I really got Ruby Riott to win.
Really?
There's no way that Sasha or Bayley is going to win. They saving it. They it's a feud within them two. So I think I really got Ruby Riott for this one.
Okay. I'm going with Bayley eliminating Sasha, and the winner being possibly Carmella. By the way, Ember Moon is factored in to the betting odds.
Okay. Why Carmella? I mean,
because she's a Miss Money in the Bank, and I think if she wins the Women's Battle Royal, it'll, because here's what happened. Because this whole
cash ain't no Asuka.
No. Here's this thing: since this Battle Royal got tainted with the whole Fabulous Moolah scandal, there's really not much interest in it. They're just doing it because they look like fools if they didn't do it after the fallout from Snickers and everybody else. So they got to do the Battle Royal. Don't expect to see this Battle Royal next year. But they have to do it, and I think by giving it to Carmella, it'll set Carmella up for what ultimately is going to be what will become her cash-in moment, because we're getting close to a year that Carmella's been Miss Money in the Bank. So,
and I don't think she's going to cash it in successfully. There's no way.
It's going to be like Baron Corbin.
Doesn't mean she has to cash it in successfully. I'm just saying it's giving her, you know, a platform to say, well, she's on a roll, and when she finally does cash it in, people are going to think that she wins the title. You know, that's how I'm looking at it. Let's see here. The next match on the docket, of course, is the other Battle Royal that you'll see tonight, and that is the 5th Annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. This match will take place also on the WrestleMania kickoff. And featured in this match, we've got a long list of individuals for this match: Kane, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Elias, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, R-Truth, Sin Cara, Titus O'Neil, Apollo, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Ty Dillinger, Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Woken, Matt Hardy, Goldust, Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, Primo Colon, which we haven't seen Primo in months. Shows up on SmackDown this past Tuesday night, and he's all of a sudden in the Battle Royal. Shelton Benjamin, Chad Gable, Aiden English, Kurt Hawkins, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, and Mike Kanellis, who is a new father. Somebody that's not on this list but is in the betting odds: Samoa Joe. Let me see. Samoa Joe is 1, 2, 3. Samoa Joe and Big Cass. Samoa Joe and Big Cass is the overall second favorite to win the Battle Royal, with Samoa Joe being number 4. But of course, the winner, based on the odds, has Matt Hardy winning the Battle Royal. Tony C., who do you think is going to go here?
I'm going with a dark horse, literally, Titus O'Neil.
Listen, I like Titus, but listen, I've told Tony C this, I've told Lee this, and Tony C knows exactly what I'm going to say. He's not a convincing wrestler to me because it looks like that all he did was take off his pants and go in the ring. Okay?
Hello?
You're not going to do Titus like that.
You can hear me, server?
I hear you now. I'll just wait for a second.
So I just think Titus, that's all he does. Everybody today has new gear. Titus doesn't have new gear. He's going to pull off his slacks right before match time and do a couple of leg squats, and that's it. I'm ready.
I can't believe you say that man wrestling his drawers. That's so disrespectful.
Okay, let me ask somebody who's usually not on the discussion here about this. Mr. Hightower, when you see Titus O'Neil wrestle, doesn't it look like he's wrestling a set of underwears? Because he's got
sometimes.
He's got no elbow pads, no wrist tape, no knee pads.
He do have knee pads.
I don't think he's got knee pads, Tony C.
He do like he wrestling his dun-da-duns.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm on wrestling boots though.
Okay, but you could take your slacks off over your shoes.
That man don't look like he wrestling no skivvies, yo. I'll go quit doing Titus like that.
Then he goes back to the locker
room. That man have a shower.
Then he goes back to the locker room and he slips his pants back on and that's it. He waits to go to the hotel to see. Anyways. So you're going with Titus O'Neil. Surfer, who are you going with this battle royale?
Let's see. Big Show coming back?
I don't think it's going to be Big Show, but go ahead. You can see if you want to pick Big Show.
No, I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Let's see.
That's Braun and Partner.
Because Big Show is on his last legs, you know?
They're probably going to give it to Elias or... I'm going with Broken. Broken Hardy.
By the way, I want to talk about something real quick. Oh, shit, there's Dana White tweeting a picture of his Ronda Rousey t-shirt. He's on his way to the Superdome.
He might as well by the exit. He might as well by the exit.
I got to tell you, though. On Tuesday night, when we were on the air, 205 Live was on the air, and we went off the air a little late on Tuesday because we were having fun playing some old Freaks and Effing Geeks clips. But Drake Maverick issued a plea to the WWE Universe and to wrestling fans in general. Because there was an outcry that the fans were taking offense that the Cruiserweight title match was taking place on the pre-show. And I talked about this briefly on Tuesday. And Surfer said, well, they missed out on the WrestleMania payday and all that stuff. I said, okay, well, whatever. That's WWE's thing. I'm not going to get into the semantics of things. But Drake said it best. Drake Maverick, of course, Rockstar Spud, formerly known as, said it. I could not have said it any better. He said that it's your responsibility as a wrestling fan to show up to the building early, turn on the WWE Network early, and enjoy the show from beginning to end. Because you're not going, you know, he basically said you're going to WrestleMania whether you're there 10 hours early or you show up 5 minutes late. It's WrestleMania. Get there early and enjoy the show. Because it is the biggest event of the year, period. He said it. He didn't say it quite like that, but he said it in a very, like, Let me see if I can play that promo, because it was excellent. It was by far one of the best things I've heard in a long time. WWE addressing the fans and they're bitching and moaning about that. So here we go. This is from Tuesday night. Okay? Hold on. And if it would play, here we go. Skip. Here we go.
Congratulations to Buddy Murphy. That's not why I'm here right now. I just wanted to take a few moments to reflect on everything we've done with the 205 Live brand over the past few months. WWE Cruiserweight Championship Tournament, huge success. And that's thanks to the support of the WWE Universe and the 16 athletes that stepped up. And I couldn't be prouder of our finalists. Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander, who will go on to compete at WrestleMania for the Cruiserweight Championship in front of over 70,000 people and their friends and their family. You know, I got a message for the WWE Universe. Wherever you are this Sunday, whether it's on your phone, on a tablet, at home with friends, sit down extra early and log in to the WWE Network. Whether you've got tickets to WrestleMania itself, take your seat extra early, because I want you to feel every emotion. I want you to feel every roller coaster ride. It's WrestleMania, everyone. It's the showcase of the immortals. Well, WrestleMania moments are made, because you are going to see Roman Reigns. You are going to see Brock Lesnar. You are going to see the in-ring debut of Rowdy Ronda Rousey. You are going to see the in-ring return of Daniel Bryan. But the match that everybody's going to be talking about when they leave WrestleMania is Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. And you will all say, I was there. I was there. And I saw a new WWE Cruiserweight Champion crowned at WrestleMania. And that was my WrestleMania moment.
So if you don't listen, if you don't heed his advice, His advice, I feel sorry for you. You know, I'm sitting here, I do this marathon, this is the 10th year I've done coverage for WrestleMania. Okay, in those 10 years, twice I've gone to WrestleMania. I showed up to the building early. I've done this marathon now, this is going to be the 7th marathon we've done. Okay, the last 5 years we've done the marathon over the course of multiple days. I'm broadcasting. I've got a lot of things going on. I've got the WWE Network on, though, and I've had it on most of the day. The point is the fact that these matches on the kickoff should not be looked upon as being matches that are just thrown away. They shouldn't. It's part of the overall show. It's a big show, and that's how we should look at it. Now let's get back to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And Doom, or not Doom, a Hightower, who do you think is going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? See, I quieted him, I guess. All right, Tony C. Surfer.
I think there's not many people on the line.
No, sir. I see.
I gave you my pick, Double
A. Oh, you no, but I'm just trying to make sure you guys are still alive. Tony C's there, so okay. Oh, yeah. Hightower bailed out. Okay, Hightower bailed out.
I gave you mine too.
I know you said Big Show, but I'm just trying to see, make sure.
No, everybody's, I said Broken, Matt Hardy.
I'm trying to make sure everybody's alive though,
because it was
dead silence. Anyways. The other kick, the other kickoff match, of course, is the match that Drake Maverick is telling you to keep an eye out for, and that is the tournament final to fill the vacant WWE Cruiserweight Champion, Cedric Alexander, a man who's been screwed out of his championship match so much. He was supposed to have a match January 1st on Monday Night Raw. Enzo wasn't there because he was out with the cold. He was supposed to have it at the Royal Rumble. The match, for whatever reason, didn't happen. Then the match was supposed to happen on the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw, when Enzo was fired from the WWE, he goes up against Mustafa Ali.
Abruptly.
He goes up against Mustafa Ali and tries to become the Cruiserweight Champion after busting his ass for what seems like the last 5 months. But Mustafa Ali is on a tear. He's on a mad tear. He's hotter than ever. Okay? And he may be the Cruiserweight Champion. With that, we're going to start with Surfer on this one. Let's see how well Surfer's versed in 205 Live. Surfer, who are you picking in this match? Cedric Alexander or Mustafa Ali?
Cedric Alexander.
See? At least he knows the names. Go ahead, Tony C. Who are you going with in this match?
I'm going with, well, both of these people are colored, so I'm going Cedric Alexander to finally win it.
Now, Cedric, of course, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mustafa Ali from Chicago. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to definitely be interesting. I'm looking forward. That's one of the matches I'm looking forward to tonight, because I'm curious to see if they're going to pull the trigger and finally give Cedric the Cruiserweight title, or if they're just going to screw him out of the championship once again and give it to Mustafa Ali. And it's not that Mustafa doesn't deserve it, but it's going to be very interesting to see ultimately what they do. Real quick, just going back to the chat room, I see the chat room is pretty active, fairly active. I see Pastor Sadell, Iron Man is there. Again, go to rantamradio.com if you want to be a part of the chat room. If you're listening live, 954-889-RANT, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. That's DOUBLETHERANT if you are a horrible speller. But that's how it's spelled. And we continue on and go into the main card. We just talked three matches now that'll take place over the course of a two-hour kickoff show. Now, on to what has been confirmed as a five-hour WrestleMania. Okay? That's already been confirmed. They said the main card is going to run till midnight, minimum.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, we've been putting in some long hours here this weekend. Between Friday, last night, if you watched the ROH show, like Phil said during Turnbuckle Throwbacks, that show did not go off the air till 12:30. And when he finally threw Rob and Elaine out of his house, it was after 1. So, what's going to happen today? Same thing?
Yeah, we're going to have.
We're going to have a long night ahead of us. Long night ahead of us. Anyways.
Yep.
So, I'm going to ask this question, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, I may take a nap, Double A, during the interview. Yes.
No, I'm going to ask this question. There is a lot of speculation that we may or may not see The Undertaker tonight. If we see The Undertaker, do you think we are going to get the Dead Man or the American Badass? It's a two-part question. And do you think we're going to get a wrestling match? Tony C.
Yes, I think you're going to see him. Yes, I think he's going to be American Badass. No, I don't think you're going to get a match. I think they're going to do that Rock Cena deal.
So you think
next year at 35.
Good Lord. I don't know if I want that.
It's in MetLife Stadium again, so they got to do something to put butts in seats.
Surfer, what do you think?
I do not think it's going to be a match. I'm hoping he doesn't show up.
Now, the programs, you know, because the pages in the programs have each page is dedicated to a single match. And there is a page that features John Cena and a silhouette or a shaded figure of The Undertaker with a big question mark. Mm-hmm. And as I think I mentioned this during our roundtable yesterday, the WWE store is selling shirts of the dead man with his robe open, but the inside of the robe is an American flag. So you don't think we're going to see him. You don't want to see him. We're not going to get a match. What do you think we're going to see if we see him?
Just, who knows? Promo, maybe a choke slam. Maybe he's the... attitude adjusted. Who knows?
Okay. I think we are going to see The Undertaker. I don't think we're going to see the American Badass, but I don't think we're going to see the Dead Man either.
Are we going to see Mark Calloway?
I think so. We're going to see the person. And there's a little bit of feedback. Okay. Then. Hold on. Let me bring Hightower back on. There we go. Then I think we're not going to have a match. I think we're just going to have a, like Gordon Solie used to say, we're going to have a Donnybrook, a Pier 6 brawl. That's what I think is what's going to happen. What about you, Hightower? What do you think is going to happen in regards of The Undertaker?
Well, I think it's going to be a big brawl. Or shit, he might not even come out.
That's a possibility.
That's a good way to serve the fans.
That's a possibility.
So basically what we all, this is my question. Do y'all all think Cena going to have a segment to call him out one more time?
Yeah.
From the ring?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to call him out.
Because he's going as a fan. So I think fans Cena's don't get microphones Cena, and call people out.
Cena's going to have a segment, but I don't think Cena is going to call him out.
Cena's going to be sitting in the front row.
I think Cena's going to have one of those. He's going to be like, he's just going to come out and he's going to, how's everybody doing? It's WrestleMania. And he's not going to even mention The Undertaker. And when he's just in the middle of blabbering, The Undertaker will come out.
Kid Rock.
I am American Badass. Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
So, we'll see. And with that, we say hello to Dr. Doom.
What's up? Sorry, I was running a little late. I just made my Wakanda cocktail. So, you know, I got to get the spirit of the black
people. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, you know it's a cocktail, right? I've seen the recipe, Tony C.
I've had it.
I don't want no damn Wakanda cocktail.
It ain't nothing but Kool-Aid.
No, it ain't.
Oh, damn. See, Hightower, you've been hanging out with Double A this weekend, ain't
I don't, man. As I heard my name being said over the thing and the racism's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Said a single racist thing today.
Yeah. Hightower picking up the slack for you.
Okay.
You started early this morning.
Yep. I didn't come on here. When I picked you up, I didn't ask how was the watermelon harvest. I didn't ask any of those questions.
I'm making pineapple upside down cake tonight, so you know.
That's for the Samoan crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is it if the world finna get turned upside down tonight?
Unbelievable.
Who that?
Anyway.
Hightower already got the pig going.
He doesn't have the pig going.
You know that.
Good lord. And by the way, yes, we did hear from Miss Destiny earlier this morning. She did.
Did he get swacked?
She called into the call-in show this morning. So, no, there was no swacks. So, but anyways,
chat room,
huh?
I think he was in the chat room.
Well, whoop-de-do.
Last night.
Anyways, moving on to the next match on the docket. And that is what probably is going to be the weakest match on the card.
Stephanie and Triple H.
No. It's going to be Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship.
No.
I think that's what the swerve is going to happen.
I think that's the weakest match on the card.
Mm-mm.
You sure about that?
What do you think is
that
the weakest
match? That actually had a build-up.
It had a build-up. Had a build-up, but that doesn't mean the match is going to be good.
She's going to get the hell beat out of her.
I don't know. I don't expect much from
my move, girl.
I love the song. You know?
Nobody's been made this comment. She actually looked good at the Hall of Fame in that black dress. You know, slimmed her real good.
I didn't like the dress at all.
I'm not like those girls. I can do the people's eyebrows.
I like Lee likes her song too, so I'm not the only one.
I'm not like those girls.
So y'all be bumping that on a.
Of course. And I drive it on 995? Of course I do. With the windows down.
I'm not like most girls. I got big boys.
I'm not like most girls. It's a good song, okay?
I got a push because my last name.
It's a good song. So, and last year, listening to it, here live at WrestleMania. Oh, it was good. And actually, I like this part right here. Wait a minute. Right here.
I'm not like most girls. Me and my cousins come over here on a disappointing routine.
Okay, that's enough of that. So you'll be hearing that today.
And I got big eyebrows just like my cousin Dwayne. I'm not like my sister.
So I think that's the weakest match on the card, but let's go around the room, get everybody's prediction. We'll start with Hightower on this one.
Nia Jax.
Of course. How can
no,
how could it not be any more obvious? But what about you, Doom?
I'm going to go with Carmella. She's going to cash in.
But she has... No. She has for a SmackDown Women's Championship.
No, and she can go to either one.
Yeah. Mm. The Royal Rumble's for both brands. That's saying that's the swerve for tonight.
Mm. I don't know.
Could be right.
Here's what I don't want.
If it's a SmackDown only thing, once a... Oscar takes the belt. Carmella's done.
But here's what I don't want. I don't want a night full of swerves.
That's the,
what I don't want a swerve. Night full of Samoans winning, but
can't you get it.
That's right.
Anyways, Tony C.
If my boy David Dennison had anything to do with this booking, Alexa Bliss would win. Since he don't, damn Samoan gonna be.
You know
the first
he had a backdoor channel
Samoans
with Linda,
tonight.
So you might be all right. Hey, Linda,
I wish he used it.
Let me ask you something. But, if not that we're gonna get into politics right now, because I don't want to. But if something came out about Linda, do you think he would fire Linda?
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
You okay. Probably thinking the same thing she thinks.
But anyways, go ahead, Surfer.
Well, okay. Just right in the night, You could have two Samoans and two Asians as champion. I don't think WWE is willing to go down that route. So if there's no, you know, cash in, I think Alexa Bliss is going to keep the belt by hook or crook.
She gonna throw a fireball on Nia Jax's face?
Why not? We haven't seen one in 30 years.
Well, I seen one this weekend.
I saw one this weekend too.
That's the kind of DQ or count out or some shit like that, you know.
And let me tell you something. Joey Ryan deserved every bit of it because he's obnoxious and I can't stand him.
I had no problem with Jerry Lawler doing that.
Me neither. I'm going with Nia Jax because it's just obvious, and I think she's going to be a dominant force in the division.
Isn't Nia's the leg drops?
You say she's going to be a dominant horse
in the
division? See, they're going to race.
I said force. Different letter next to each other in the alphabet, but no.
Now, I don't want her to win no more than the next person, but I can't call her a horse.
Force, of course.
Wow.
Anyway.
Let me get my email up.
It's Nia Jax's finishing the leg drop.
I think so, the Hogan leg drop.
No, it's the Samoan drop.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't do it like that.
No, I'm not. I thought because she does a leg drop. Unless it needs
Hell no. Her finisher is a Samoan drop.
She needs to do a leg drop in a match. And you know how they used to sell it? Like if Yokozuna do it and they'll kick it. They'll tip them up. You know what I'm talking about? Like
outside of. Oh, God.
Go ahead, Tony C.
You didn't like Psycho C's leg drop?
You'll play this, but you won't play Sylvester. See what I'm saying?
We played Sylvester the other day, and I couldn't stop laughing, so go ahead.
I'm not like mom's girl. What I was going to say, all them Samoans got the same moveset, except for the Usos.
No, they still do the Samoan drop.
Yeah.
And the Rock.
Can we continue on with the name, please?
Truth hurt, don't it?
Raw tag team titles are on the line when the Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro, defend against Braun Strowman and a partner of his choosing. And I'm going to start with this one because, as I stated on Tuesday night, I believe Braun's partner and the person that he's going to win the titles with is Hulk Hogan. We'll start with Tony C.
If that happens, I'm going to have a stroke myself. First of all. Second of all, it's got to be somebody of color that's going to be his tag team partner so we can keep this train of diversity going in the WWE. So his tag team partner, I believe, is going to be Rey Mysterio.
But he's got a bicep tear, so I don't know. Tony C.
Yeah.
He may be able to rehab that back.
Just
if
like
not
Cena.
Rey Mysterio.
You talking about that Cena rehab?
Rey Mysterio. Yeah.
Human growth
hormone. Shoot it up rehab. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why. He's too old.
I got a better person.
For a one-off, he doesn't have to get involved in the match.
You don't got to do nothing.
Can I get my second person who, if not Rey Mysterio, another person of
go ahead.
Color that's going to team with Braun Strowman will be none other than Drax the Destroyer, Bautista. The original boo person. In
Choppy, that's who Choppy thinks it is.
And I'm in agreement with Choppy. I think Bautista. And he's going to be able to take the tag team championship around to the Avengers promo tour.
All right, Surfer.
Him and Braun Strowman.
I got one better.
Go ahead. We'll start with Surfer, though. Go ahead, Surfer.
No, I was about to say, you know, they have so many matches that have 3 and 4 and 5 people participating. You think they would have been smart enough to take one of these people and just make him a tag team partner up front instead of us finding out doing
shit. I think it's nice to have a surprise partner.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice. Because I think regardless of who it is, we're going to be like, oh my God. Which is what we like. So we're going to see. So who do you think is going to be Surfer? And who do you think is going to win?
I don't know who's going to be the partner, but Braun's going to win. That's going to be his first title, right?
It'll be his first title.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm going with Braun and Braun Strowman.
All right, Hightower.
Braun and Walker for Elias. WWE.
Oh, Choppy had another pick. I'm gonna say who it is in a second. But Doom, who do you think?
I think his partner's gonna be Dirty Dick Slater. They're gonna throw a throwback.
I gotta tell you who else Choppy thought his partner was gonna. It might be James Ellsworth.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because the first person that Braun destroyed was James Ellsworth. So
ain't he in town too?
Well, yeah, but every wrestler on the planet is in town.
Yeah, so it's a good cover, so you wouldn't even think, you know, yeah. Have we seen James over?
And besides, you wouldn't think because he participated in a couple of events over the weekend, and you would think that because he participated in other events that he'd be eliminated just by that. But the Hardys were a part of Ring of Honor the night before WrestleMania, and then they returned at WrestleMania, so... the kickoff is starting here. I'm going to start it here. I just want to see the look, the visual look, to see if they're starting to file people into the building. I would assume they are. Oh, look at that. Sea of people outside in New Orleans as they head into the Superdome. And we are going to get pyro tonight, by the way.
So Brock's going to do it.
Yes, we've.
So who's going to get pyro into their entrances?
There's a handful of people that'll get pyro. Oh wow, there's a lot of people already inside.
They listen to Rockstar Spud.
Yeah, thank God. And look at this: David Otunga, Booker T, JBL, and Renee Young. I think this is pretty nice. Look at that. And I don't know what the hell kind of variants are those, Renee. Anyways.
Dean picked them out.
But, like I said, Samoa Joe took a shot at Dean Ambrose during the red carpet special. So, man. Oh, wait a minute. There's Booker T. He's taking it in. All right. Anyways, back to this. Doom, who did you say?
Dick Slater.
You're saying Dick Slater. Dirty Dick Slater. Okay.
He's big down in that area, right?
It's anything's possible. Okay, he's from Tampa, but anything's possible. Let's see here. Let me go to the next match on the docket here. Bear with me for 1 second because I lost my place on my run sheet. Let me see here. It says here that Hightower shared a photo of what?
Yeah. Of a walkout.
This is... Dear WWE, we demand that AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship be the match that closes WrestleMania 34. Nobody wants to see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship main event WrestleMania 34 because Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns main evented WrestleMania 31 3 years ago, plus Roman Reigns main evented WrestleMania's 32 and 33. We demand to see superstars that have not yet main event. This is just the internet's bitching.
Venting
for no reason.
It's the truth, though.
It's the truth.
It ain't that serious.
It ain't that. Listen, I want them to main event, but I'm not going to walk out if they don't main event either.
I would. Okay. I would. That's
just doing too much.
If they came in last,
that ain't doing too much. That's an. Dude, it's a season of protest. You are the consumer. I am the consumer. If I'm telling you, I'm suggesting to you, this is what I want, and you don't give me what I want, I'm gone.
But a bunch of marks.
Well, I'm telling you,
it ain't about being a mark. It's
people have been saying for 3 years that they don't want to see him no more.
Well, I'm telling you right now,
that match does not deserve to close that show.
I think WWE will surprise us this year. I have hopes that WWE will surprise us.
Tony, see, you're going to have a smile on your face. You're going to have a smile on your face at the end of WrestleMania. I guarantee you that.
No, the hell I won't. Especially if that match closes the show. I'm going to bed. I'm going to take a nap. Y'all text me when it's over.
Anyways.
I've seen that match before.
All right.
At WrestleMania.
Let's get back to the card here.
And one more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing. I just said. Okay. They doing this crap now. But back in the heyday, coming up, how many times do you see Hogan, Andre at WrestleMania?
Once.
One time. Hogan Warrior. One time.
It's never been back to back.
They did Rock and Austin 3 times.
Yeah.
But twice it closed the show.
Yeah.
But it was an intriguing storyline.
There was two different angles when they went back to back. One had the belt going in, and then the other person had the belt. It wasn't the same scenario.
No, the Rock had the belt both times.
Rock and Cena closed the show twice.
Yeah, that too. But we talking about for the belt.
No, Austin was the challenger the first two times.
Both times.
Yeah, he won the Rumble that year.
But the point of what I'm trying to make is, this would really irk my nerves about them and this dude. They tried to put him in rarefied air. He ain't about that life, yo.
All right, then you know what?
Them people get up and walk out.
Let's do this. Usually I save the big matches for the end, but since we're talking about it, let's talk about it. Universal Championship is on the line. The champion, Brock Lesnar, has been champion for a calendar year.
That's a damn shame. He only defended.
We'll defend the title against Roman Reigns. Now, before we get into the logistics and the specifics and all that stuff, I'm going to go around the room and just give me your pick. Tony C., who do you think is going to win the match?
Roman.
Okay. Surfer, who do you think is going to win the match?
Reigns.
Doom.
Reigns. Maybe Emilio might hit the stadium.
And Hightower.
You already know I got Reigns.
Okay. I also am going with Roman Reigns for very obvious reasons. Because Lesnar's been champion for a year, and you know we need a champion there, regardless of whether it's Roman or not. But I heard the news this week, and they talked about it on Turnbuckle Throwbacks earlier today. And I'm going to go with something that Choppy talked about and something that came to light about an hour ago on Twitter. Okay. Roman is going to leave the Universal Champion. But the hot topic this week, and a topic that somebody has been avoiding giving an answer to, has been, would Paul Heyman ever work with Roman Reigns?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Paul Heyman tweeted out today, just an hour ago, that he says, I respect Roman Reigns for what he's done in this industry. You can't, he has main evented WrestleManias for the last 3 years. This is something that Brock Lesnar has not done, but I promise you, I'm leaving WrestleMania with the Universal Champion. Now, if Heyman turns on Lesnar and Roman Reigns becomes the WWE Universal Champion today, what are you going to say during that post-show?
Bullshit. Because they tried this thing with the Big Show. When he changed, they did it.
This is not the Big Show, though. This is not the Big Show.
Yeah, the Big Show got more charisma than him. So, the thing is going to freaking flame out, man.
It's time for the Roman Empire to begin. And with the Roman Empire,
they tried
the Authors of Pain with Roman Reigns. And we will have a new SWAT team. I guarantee you that.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Y'all going to look just back on that.
On Monday or tonight, you'll see that. I guarantee you that.
I would, you know what? I would feel better about this thing if Roman Reigns wins, and then Vince McMahon come out there and get Daniel Bryan a title shot, and they put the bet on Daniel Bryan. That'll make sense. Because you know why? Daniel Bryan is over. I accept that. I'm talking about somebody who's really over. Who the fans really.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm talking about a face. I'm talking about a face. Not somebody you want to be a face. I'm talking about a pure baby face. And the sad part is he's done it before. He did it to Cena a couple of times. Just give people random title shots after the person that won the match. I would kill for him to do that tonight. Put the Universal title on Daniel Bryan. And let Daniel Bryan be the face of Raw. And let Boomin keep chasing. That's what he need to do. Him as a champion does not work. But him chasing, maybe he'll finally get over.
All right. With that, we go to the horn.
But I'm telling y'all.
Hold on. With that, we go to the horn. We say hello to William Morgan.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on?
What's up, man? And I'm going to just say this final thing. If he does beat Brock Lesnar, people going to be more worried about Brock Lesnar and Dana White walking up the ramp than he is worried about Roman Reigns being the Universal Champion. We'll have more eyes on Brock walking out the stadium.
I wouldn't even. Dana can't even come in. He need to stand by the exit door and wait for Brock Lesnar to go so they can go off to UFC and that's it. No more. Don't want to see him. Bye.
Nobody would care.
Nobody
need
to watch out. Damn, Conor McGregor might do a run in.
I'm more intrigued by Bobby Lashley being on Raw tomorrow night.
Wait a minute. We've got breaking news. Hold on. We've got breaking news. This is just coming in right now.
Get news alert.
Duh, I wish I had the drop. John Cena has walked in through the front door of the Mercedes-Benz Superstore. Wait a minute. I'm not making this up. Has walked through the front door of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in street clothes and is currently at his seat waiting for the show to start.
So he walked through what they call the turnstile.
He walked through the stern. I wish we could play this, but John Cena has a seat on the floor. He is currently carousing with fans, and it's not at ringside per se, but it's.
They really gonna have eat popcorn all day.
Double A, would you mark out if he walked through the crowd and the security tried to mess with him and he showed him the ticket?
Of course.
You can't see the big boy.
I would love that.
You can't see the big boy.
What kind of street clothes is
and
it?
He is wearing a WrestleMania t-shirt and jeans. He's not wearing a hat. He's not wearing armbands. He is wearing.
Well, he's out of gimmick.
He is out of gimmick. And fans.
That is a gimmick. Because he wears.
And right now.
He wears suits.
And right now, fans are tweeting pictures of them bumping into John Cena. I'm going to take this picture. Let me see if I can copy this in our conversation here. Just so you can see.
Top, bro.
That's some bull job.
Hold
right?
on. For you guys in the Skype message, that is a picture that I just posted in the Skype message of John Cena with a fan down in the bowl. Okay?
That's some bull job right there, man.
This is about to be funny.
That's a bull job.
That kid was right. He's gonna be able
for multiple times.
LeGarrette. Or as Double A called him, that little black kid was right.
Time WWE champion, and you reserve yourself to buy a ticket. Okay.
Oh, he had to buy a ticket.
Well, he had to buy a ticket.
Oh, he wasn't coming.
He wasn't coming.
The only way you get in.
So John Cena, let me see if I can play this audio. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up here on
He's mingling with the common folk.
There he is.
Hold on, I couldn't believe it when I just saw this. Hold on. Let me retweet this because I'm going to...
What if John Cena helped Roman Reigns win?
That happened.
Superman power trip.
And look, there you go. If you are watching the kickoff show, John Cena is there. They're showing him in the crowd. He's got a seat on the floor.
That's some bullshit.
And
that's he looked like Rocky when he came to that fight.
But you know what?
I'm gonna tell you
something. This is the longest match of John Cena's career because he's gonna have to pull this off. For how long is he gonna have to stay in gimmick now? Hours. In this persona.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they had the cartoon where he was heel, John Cena. He was giving people hell.
Speaking of cartoon, Camp WWE returning season 2 coming up. Oh, boy.
Tonight?
Not tonight, but it's coming up soon.
Oh.
So,
Stone Cold coming back.
Maybe.
Stone Cold going to be on that.
Maybe, but I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that is something else.
John Cena actually went through the turnstile at the front.
He went through the front door.
Did he pull up in a limo? That's what he should have pulled.
Who knows? But
can't see where the big boys playing.
Hey, the thing is, the security checking. They should have shown security checking.
I have to let you know.
Wait a minute, buddy. I don't give a damn who you is.
I've seen a correspondent. It's talking. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He is pretty funny in blockers.
Okay.
Of course.
Who the hell want to go see that?
I want to see this. I want to watch WrestleMania today, not that movie. Anyways, listen. Let's get back to the crux of things. We were talking Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman joins Roman, and whatnot. Now, where do we leave off with that discussion before John Cena rudely interrupted us and walked through the front door? I guess we don't remember where we left off.
No.
Okay, so there we go. We're all in agreement that Roman Reigns is going to walk out the champion tonight. But some of us doubt whether or not it's a possibility that he could turn and side with Heyman.
But Heyman can't be under contract and not show up.
Who said that Heyman's not going to be under contract?
I'm saying he is now. I'm just talking about this Brock contract.
Who cares? Brock can go home.
What if Vince get Goldberg his rematch at the end of the night? If Roman win, and then Vince be like, Goldberg, you get your rematch, and then he beat Roman Reigns.
Well, Zach Gowen.
Everybody be happy with that?
That's fine.
Zach Gowen hit him with a fake leg.
As long as it's not Brock Lesnar.
That's bad.
Okay.
Oh, man, that John Cena thing really took me back, took me away. My goodness.
We came to see the Big Bones.
Are they going to just keep showing Cena the whole do night the in the crowd?
Do the spooky figures.
You're going to do what Ted DiBiase said when he sat in the crowd. 1, 2, 3, tomorrow night. 4. Come on, man. Look at this Oriental up here. Oop, my bad. I said that out loud.
Don't talk about Tony. You know how Ty don't like them. Don't talk about them.
No, he don't like Oriental women. He don't care for Oriental women.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, hold on.
Where did you get to that match?
Yeah. That match.
I'm trying to... I wish we knew what episode of Nitro that was, because I would have played that drop. But anyways. All right. So continuing on here, the next match on the card. United States Heavyweight Championship will be on the line. Fatal 4-way match. The champion, Randy Orton, defends his title against Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Rusev. Let's start with William Morgan on this. Morgan, what do you think... what do you think is going to happen here? Who do you think is going to walk out the United States champion?
I got Bobby Roode, and he's going to turn heel. You're going to get TNA Bobby Roode.
Ugh, I don't know about that. But okay. Tony C.
I'm going with another underdog person of non-American descent, Rusev.
Oh, Rusev. Yeah, because, you know, Rusev was thrown into this match to sway him from not quitting the WWE. And that is a true story, because the WrestleMania programs were printed in advance of Rusev's addition to the match, and they basically just threw Rusev's face into the picture. So, yeah. All right, server.
Yeah, I think Rusev Day, because, you know, he does one out, and, you know, so.
All right. What about you, Hightower?
I'm going to go with Jinder Mahal.
All right. And as Doom's not back yet, right?
No.
No, he's not back yet. I'm going with Jinder Mahal as well. I think Jinder is going to be the United States champion, and then he's going to get into a program with, well, I don't know who he can get into a program with for the U.S. title, but I think that'll be his...
Because Orton about to go to Raw. Orton probably going to go to Raw.
Maybe.
Shit, Orton might sit out for a while, right?
Now, remember, the greatest Royal Rumble is coming up at the end of the month, and all titles are on the line, and it would be prudent... to have Jinder walk in as a champion defending the title. Not that India and you know, Saudi Arabia are the same, but you know. He's of that region of the world. Of that ilk. There you go. Thank you. Intercontinental title, triple threat match. The champion, The Miz, who's had a hell of a 10-day period here, being a new daddy.
A hell of a year.
But specifically these last 10 days, becoming a daddy, winning the Mix-Max Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going into WrestleMania in a triple threat match to face Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. We'll start with Surfer. Three tremendous... performers. The Miz, of course, saying that if he wins at WrestleMania, that'll solidify his position as being the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in company history. That is combined reigns, not for a single reign. That's combined reigns as Intercontinental Champion. But you can't discount the other two, which are both former Universal Champions. Surfer, your pick.
Yeah, I'm going with The Miz. They're going to at least let him get that before they take it from him. Okay. Get the record.
All right. Hightower.
I got... Seth Rollins.
You're going with Seth Rollins. All right.
Yeah.
What about you, William?
As bad as I want to say Finn Balor, I don't think WWE trusts him enough to be a major deal. I got to go with Seth Rollins.
Tony C?
Well, in my, you know, grand analysis of things, I'm going to go with another foreigner here. Keep this foreigner.
This going. Non-American theme going.
That's right. I'm going with Finn Balor for the underdog win. Finn Balor.
All right.
As a foreigner winner.
I'm going with Finn Balor as well. I think he needs it. Seth doesn't necessarily need it, but he needs it. And
what are you going to do with it, though?
You know what? Even if it's a short reign, I think it'll be entertaining nonetheless. So that's just my take on it.
They never should have taken the demon.
What was that?
Never should have taken the demon gimmick away from
Well,
him.
We might get the demon gimmick tonight.
We'll be the demon tonight.
Yeah. If you get that Finn Balor, okay, I'm with you. But if you don't get that Finn, I just don't think they trust him.
All right. The next match on the docket sees the SmackDown Tag Team titles on the line in another triple threat match. The champions, the Usos, will defend the titles against the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers. Tony C.
Now, this is going to be the first match where a non-ethnic person is going to win. Because the Bludgeon Brothers are going to win. No Vaseline with these damn clear cameras.
With no Vaseline.
The blood. No Vaseline. Bludgeon Brothers.
So great, Tony C.
What about you, Surfer?
Hey, man, I got to keep it gangster.
I'm going with the Bludgeon Brothers, too. I mean, I really think they could be a tag team if they...
Put them right.
I mean, so far, they haven't done much with them, but given the chance, they might be a great tag team.
I agree with that.
Because I think the Usos are going to end up on Raw after Backlash. They're going to Raw.
There's so many questions that we got to ask, but we're going to ask all those questions.
That was a
sigh.
Samoan.
A groan.
Sigh. Yeah, that was Samoan sigh.
Well, let's ask the recipient of that, or the one that unleashed that groan. Hightower, who do you think is going to win this match?
I think I'd rather see New Day with the titles, but I know Bud and Brothers might win. But I just go with the New Day.
Okay.
And they're not breaking up yet.
I'm already snacking away, you know. Couldn't resist myself. But anyways, okay.
They need the Uso Penitentiary on Monday night.
Yeah, well, they're going to do that.
What do you think is going to happen? Is Doom back? No, Doom's not back. I'm going with the Bludgeon Brothers as well. I think they need to have this to be able to, you know, just say, okay, we're a tag team. You know. And they were never tag team champions when they were with the Wyatt family. Randy Orton and Luke Harper were tag team champions, but they were never tag team champions. So.
I like the Usos to retain. The New Day, I think the New Day's done. Their days will be numbered at some point where they have to go off as individuals. And I don't think they'll give the tag straps to somebody just to prove that they're a team. So I like the Usos to retain.
And let me
New Day not going nowhere. Time out. Hold on. New Day not going nowhere. They long from gone. They are money.
I just don't want to see them with the belts anymore. That's something that's played out to me. Great
three
guys. I just think they're played out. I think played out.
If they want to put their money into somebody that's going to be entertaining and get over as a singles guy from a trip, from a three team, Big E is the one.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be Big our E first black champion, world champion.
He got it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
They need to do that sooner rather than later.
That day is far from coming, but okay.
Hold on.
Hey, why did they put Cena on the pre-show?
He's a fan. Pre-show. You don't put he's fans a fan. Up there.
Were you not paying attention to any part of that whole thing that we're talking about?
He had to park his car in the parking lot.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like...
See what happens when Surfer doesn't get what he wants at the supermarket?
No. I'm just saying. They're making him go through the motion of, oh, I don't have no match. I'm just going to see as a fan. They could have just sat him on the pre-show. I mean, hey.
He wouldn't be a fan.
He wants to experience it as a fan. That's what his promo was about.
Oh, okay.
This is a good way of setting up this match.
Exactly.
He's not WWE's John Cena. He's just John Cena.
Exactly. He's the fan.
You should be happy that he's out there because you get to see your boy, sir.
He could have stayed at home.
He could have stayed home, exactly. Him and Nikki could have stayed home and watched it on the WWE Network. Now, and look at that. John Cena pulled. I'm looking at another video of Cena. Cena pulled out the ticket to make sure he was sitting in the right seat. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Anyways. Thank
you. What it worth.
Before we go to the next match, let's talk about something here. How about that WrestleMania set? The set was unveiled on Friday night, and it's very colorful. I got to tell you, but.
I like it.
I do like it, but
it look like Velveteen Dream Hell.
Is it me? But is it me or from afar? This doesn't look like it's WrestleMania.
No, you're right. From afar, I'm looking at it right now. No,
yeah, it doesn't look like WrestleMania. It just looks like Monday Night Raw. I don't know, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. Next match on the docket. On the card, as they say, is the match they're promoing right now on the kickoff show, and that is the SmackDown Women's Championship match. The champion, Charlotte Flair, defends her title against the winner of the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match, and that's Asuka. Asuka, a member of Monday Night Raw. Charlotte, a member of SmackDown. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out because they haven't explained where Asuka would go. We have a draft coming up and all and whatnot, but until that draft happens, Asuka could show up on Monday Night Raw as the SmackDown Women's Champion. Wouldn't that be a bitch that Raw has two women's champions and SmackDown has nothing?
Yeah,
slowly turned into a beast, the sea show.
Anyways, let's start with Hightower on this one.
Oh, hell.
Charlotte is going to go over. This is the time to end Asuka's streak. And I do not want to see Asuka and Ronda. It's not money in that. It's not money in that.
As I chew my chips, I said it down.
I know, right, Tony C?
I sent it to Tony C, who's going to, I guess, expound on that.
Oh.
I believe there is money in that match next year.
All right.
I'm going to expound because Mr. Hightower is against anybody winning that's not sweating pigs with got wet hair all the time.
It's not that. It's no money in Ronda versus Asuka. I like Asuka. I just don't want to see Asuka versus Ronda.
Excuse me, sir. I'll give my pick. Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. This young Oriental woman has worked so hard to build this streak up. And for you to disrespect it, disrespect her, to say she's not good enough. Earlier today, you said she deserved to be in a fried kitchen somewhere or doing nails instead of being the champion, which is so disrespectful. Oscar is going to win because, number one, she's good. Number two, she's going to be the first, I think, Oriental women's champion ever that I can remember. Maybe Bull Nakano, but I don't know. I don't remember. But Oscar is going to win it for the Orientals.
Must you always be disrespectful, Tony C?
I'm just saying, what you going to do?
Oh, my
That's God. Not being disrespectful.
No, I mean calling her Oriental.
Disrespectful is saying she's not going to draw money because she's an Oriental woman. That's disrespectful.
But she's not an Oriental woman. That's the problem.
She is an Oriental woman. So, she has Oriental descent. She's an Oriental descent.
You're so ignorant.
Okay.
I'm ashamed of you, Tony C. I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, no. I just
she's
don't see
win
it.
This, match.
This is a good time. Charlotte should end the streak and not Ronda
she's
Rousey.
Charlotte gonna be the one going back to do nails. That's my prediction.
We'll see. We'll see.
You, Double A. So disrespectful.
We're gonna. I want to go into. By the way, something that we didn't touch on in terms of the news.
I mean, what did Carmella kill for that hair?
Who knows? I want to go back to something though, about something we didn't talk about news wise. I completely forgot that we didn't cover this regarding the women's battle royal because it's very important because that match is probably going to happen very shortly. Alicia Fox has been pulled from the match because she got into a verbal altercation with Ronda Rousey's husband. And
she don't even know.
Yeah, and it was bad enough that she got pulled from the thing. It was recorded. And there is video.
Now that's bullshit.
She went stone cold on.
Did they pull her for some other reason, or they pulled her for that reason?
They said that
because they pulled her for that reason. That's bullshit.
It's being reported that she was pulled for that reason.
That's bullshit.
So we'll see. All right, let's get back. I'm trying to stay with up to date here with Twitter here. Okay. Where were we on this? I lost my place. Hold on. Here we go.
On the
I think Oscar's going to win. Who's next in the prediction? Oh, Tony C. Surfer. Who do you think is going to win?
Oscar.
You think Oscar's
going to win? The Japanese woman.
Okay. What about you, William Morgan?
I get Oscar. She's a legitimate badass. If you look at her reputation from Japan and over in Shimmer, you'll see that she was a legitimate badass even before she got to the E. I know this is Charlotte Flair we're dealing with, but understand too, Asuka's nobody to joke with, and I truly think that she's gonna win tonight.
All right, we're gonna kick things.
I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but do anybody else get the feeling with Asuka that she pulled her panties down? To be a slight thing in it, slight smell in the air from it.
I don't know.
Oh my God! You talking about me being this?
Let's real quickly here. We're going up to New Orleans because the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is about to take place. Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler, and Byron Saxton on the call here, and it is the first match of the kickoff. The lovely Byron Saxton. Greg Hamilton introduced JR, the King, but not Byron. And the match is underway. We're going to tell you exactly who wins this match as we watch it with you, the audience. So hello, everybody in the chat room again. I see Mr. X got into the chat room a short time ago. And to you fans.
Shit, R-Truth in there.
Yeah, R-Truth is in there. Kurt Hawkins. There's a whole litany of people.
Oh, shit. Kane winning. This is payday.
But anyways, what was I going to say? Hello to the listeners listening to us live. If you want to be a part of any part of the discussions going on, of course, you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at RantEM Radio. And, of course, join us in the chat room during WrestleMania. We'll be chatting during the course of the event. Bo Dallas is trying to eliminate Mike Kanellis, it looks like. He's trying to. No, that's Heath Slater. Sorry. Let's see here. We've got Dolph Ziggler. I'm trying to keep up.
Aiden
here.
Already got.
They've already
eliminated.
Got eliminated a few people. Here we go. Anderson just eliminated Connor. Mr. Showoff, Dolph Ziggler hanging on by a thread here. There's Titus O'Neil, and he is wearing knee pads. So at least he's wearing something more than...
I told you, Double H.
Oh, look at this. Fandango has eliminated Kurt Hawkins. Kurt Hawkins has been eliminated.
How low does this eliminate R-Truth?
But yes, this is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It is underway. Primo taking it right now to...
How do you get that trophy through customs?
There we go. As William Morgan said, Goldust eliminated R-Truth after R-Truth.
How do you get that trophy through the airport security and on the plane?
I think it went in with the production truck. And Goldust just dabbed.
He sure did.
Let's see here. A lot of people still in the match. Oh, look at that. Primo skinning the cat, still in the match, and he just got eliminated by Mike Kanellis. And
shout out to Goldust with the polka dots on.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great polka dots. There we go. Sin Cara now taking it to Mike Kanellis.
Where's his wife been? Is she pregnant or something?
She had a baby this week.
Oh, my God, Joe.
I didn't know.
Let's see. Mike Kanellis just eliminated by Sin Cara. And let's see. Scott Dawson trying to eliminate Sin Cara, but realized his partner was in peril. He just pulled in Dash Wilder. Now the Revival taking it to Goldust and those polka dots. Carl Anderson, of course, now taking it to Scott Dawson. Let's see, trying to keep up with the action here. And if you're listening to us live, I know you're not in sync with what I'm seeing, but what the hell, you know. Just enjoy my commentary, nonetheless. Apollo trying to make the save for Titus O'Neil. And, of course, he's getting laid into by Rhino now.
I see Baron Corbin is still in there.
Baron Corbin is still in the match. Oh, of course, Fandango is trying to eliminate Heath Slater again. He's been trying to eliminate Heath Slater all night.
Nice move, Shelton.
Oh, no, that's Baron Corbin. Excuse me. I thought it was Heath Slater.
That's who they need, Boom, in the fight. He'll get over real good if you fight Baron Corbin.
Oh, God.
Nobody want to see that damn match.
There's Jason Jordan. Sporting some... Oh, no, sorry. That's Curtis Axel. I thought that was Jason Jordan. Excuse me. Shelton Benjamin just basically knocked the taste out of Tyler Breeze's mouth.
Tyler Breeze.
Yep, he sure did with that running knee.
And Tyler Breeze eliminated. Let's see here. Trying to keep up with the action here. Of course, Victor trying to take it up with Rhino in the corner. And that's unsuccessful because Rhino's regaining control.
Why don't Dolph Ziggler just roll out the ring and wait for the end?
Because he's got to be a part of the match. But now he's positioned himself in a corner, and he just is avoiding the action right now. Sin Cara. Sin Cara almost eliminated by Goldust. And out goes Victor. Victor now eliminated. So that means the Ascension is completely out of this match. Dolph Ziggler again hanging on by a thread. He's almost been eliminated by Ty Dillinger. Let's see here. I wish I could hear what JR. Let me see what JR. And... Forget it. The Byron Saxton's talking. That means JR and King are not talking that much.
King's been in this match this all this time, not eliminate one person.
Byron Saxton, okay. On the mic.
Byron, you know, listen, Byron should have been removed from this broadcast for calling Ronda Rousey's husband lovely on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyways.
Shit, you might have to get rid of Michael Cole before you get rid of Byron Saxton.
See that in his ear.
Both of them. Yeah, both of them.
There we go. Zack Ryder, you know, holding shop in the corner. Matt Hardy taking Goldust to the three turnbuckle pads all the way down to the mat.
Willow going to help Matt Hardy.
Maybe he's going to morph in the middle of the match. I'd like to see Matt Hardy change between version one Matt Hardy and Woken Matt Hardy. Gallows and Anderson now taking it to Chad Gable, who's still in the match. I didn't even realize that. Let's see here.
You need to go 205 live. Lose the
Mojo. Mojo kicked out Zack Ryder.
Here we go. Yep, that's right. Mojo Rawley eliminated Zack Ryder, who was about to do a broski boot to Dolph Ziggler. Mojo, of course, I don't know why what WWE sees in Mojo Rawley, but, you know, they apparently like him. Anyways.
Same thing they see in Gronk when he come in and become WWE champion.
I'd rather Gronk. Anyways, Chad Gable and Carl Anderson now throwing blows at each
other. Gronk going to be the one to take the belt off Boomer.
And Chad Gable eliminates Carl Anderson. Titus is taking it to Carl Anderson, and let me see what's going to happen here. They're throwing blows, and Titus O'Neil has eliminated Carl Anderson.
Yep,
that's right.
Yep.
So
and now he's about to get tossed out because he's celebrating.
And we go to commercial.
You know what? I need my commercial breaks during the pay per view.
So we go to commercial, and
it's about to kick over to USA at 6 o'clock.
It's
right?
going to kick over to USA at 6, but it's going to stay on the network. It's going to stay on the network.
Yeah. You gotta have commercials on USA.
But I'm gonna keep the network pretty open. So man, you know, that's, I'm shocked that Titus O'Neil eliminated Luke Gallows. But Tony C, that says that's his guy, you know. And I don't care what anybody says. All he did was take off his pants before coming to the ring. That's
every dog. Every dog gotta have his day.
You know what bothers me about this Brock Lesnar promo thing? They be trying to act like Brock Lesnar is really Vince Boy. We all know he's really Vince Boy.
I think they both Vince
Boy. No, wrestling Samoa.
They are both Vince Boy.
I know. I mean, like, isn't Brock like the highest paid guy there? The show for like 6 times a year.
He's the highest paid wrestler in the company.
Getting paid a million for every hour. Come on, yeah. That he wrestled.
And there we go. Given that the Revival has eliminated Apollo.
He earned that. When you do an hour with Kurt Angle on free TV, and nobody feel as yet to do it.
Yeah.
You earned that.
But Brock couldn't do an hour now. There's no way in hell. The Revival
He needed to do more. Let that shit happen to me. Not in my company.
Oh, Shelton Benjamin hanging on to Dash Wilder. And, and Shelton Benjamin has been eliminated.
No homo.
Couple of guys gone.
Look at this. And now we've got, we're back to the announcers. Rhino has been eliminated. And of course, look at that. There goes the Revival. Both members, Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson, both eliminated by, Heath Slater. Curtis Axel. And now Kane taking the Miztourage and eliminating both Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. They're gone. Of course, this match is probably going home very quickly because, as we've been saying, this has to turn over to the USA Network at 6 o'clock. So this match has to wrap up in the next couple of minutes here. And there's John Cena.
Fandango.
John Cena, a few rows back with a beer of all.
And he got a beer.
And he got a beer.
I thought he was supposed to be a kid's hero. You never see Hogan drinking beer.
Nope. That's, of course, not. Kane, of course. Kane just eliminated Fandango.
You never seen the red or yellow Hogan drink a adult beverage.
Heath Slater.
Cedar, let me see the ticket, Cedar. Let me see the ticket.
Exactly.
Cedar coming to get him.
Heath Slater has been eliminated. Baron Corbin. Look at that. Baron Corbin threw Sin Cara out like a sack of garbage. Chad Gable has been eliminated.
Baron Corbin.
He ain't my favorite wrestler.
Nah. Mr. Hightower, Baron Corbin. If Baron Corbin was the lower, would you like him?
There we go. This is who's left in the match. Matt Hardy, Titus O'Neil.
Because he got zero career.
Ty Dillinger. Goldust.
He's got all the talent in the world.
Okay, there we go. Goldust, Titus O'Neil, and Ty Dillinger taking it to
Titus
Baron
O'Neil
Corbin.
Got more charisma in his white pinky.
Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, and Mojo Rawley taking it to Kane. It's now a 3-on-1 match in two separate corners.
And he's done.
Boom! There goes Titus O'Neil is decking everybody. Let me see here.
That's right. Titus
just mowed over Mojo.
Let's
see here. And he catches Dolph Ziggler. And let's see what we got here. Let's see what Titus. And boom, he just threw. Oh, wait a minute. Boom. There goes Titus. Titus has been eliminated. He's eliminated by Dolph Ziggler.
Titus out.
Eliminated by Dolph Ziggler. Remains Gold Dust, Mojo Rawley.
That's
Matt Hardy,
Kane.
Goldust with the power slam on Dolph Ziggler and Ty Dillinger.
Goldust might win this thing.
Titus, like, he still got a job, though.
Yeah, and now Goldie trying to eliminate. Goldie setting up Ty Dillinger for the Golden Globes. And
Goldust.
Damn, Goldust still smooth in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're ahead of us, William. Hold on. Let me see what we got here. Ziggler now taking it to Goldust, and now Goldust setting up Ziggler for the Golden Globes as well. He's got a choice now of who he's going to do. It looks like he's going to do it to both. One to Ty Dillinger, and boom, gets eliminated by Ziggler. Goldust gone.
Bye-bye.
There goes, and now it looks like Matt Hardy's trying to delete Dolph Ziggler. He wants to delete Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler, Ty Dillinger, Mojo Rawley, Kane, and Baron Corbin all in the ring. Ty Dillinger and Matt Hardy now face to face. And Ty Dillinger saying 10, Matt Hardy saying delete. And now they're having a chant off.
And I'm saying Willow.
Look at that. Ty Dillinger eliminated by Matt Hardy after a twist of fate. And here we go. Boom. Matt Hardy now on the down and out after a swift blow by Kane.
Shit, Big Red Machine might win this one. They owe him something.
I hope not. Kane setting up Dolph Ziggler for the chokeslam, but of course Ziggler counters and hits him with a super kick and is trying to hit him with the zigzag, but Kane eliminates Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler out. Baron Corbin has eliminated Kane. Now down to Matt Hardy, Baron Corbin, and Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley, of course, the winner of last year's Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Baron Corbin won it 2 years ago, and now Matt Hardy left to contest with winners of the two previous Battle Royals, and we're going to see what happens here. Matt Hardy taking it for Mojo Rawley, and Rawley...
Just be a get old bastard.
Boom. He basically gave him the old flapjack.
Just be a get old bastard moment here.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, look at William Boy right there. Baron Corbin.
That's not my boy.
See, now we need Vanguard 1 to come in and interfere.
So now it's a 2-on-1 assault on Matt. It's a 2-on-1 assault on Matt Hardy. And And we're going to see referee John Cone. We've got four referees around ringside. John Cone, looks like Teddy Long 2.0 is at ringside. Derek, here comes Bray Wyatt.
Hi, Mojo.
Bray Wyatt now involved in the match. And
end of days.
And now what's going to happen here? Bray staring down Mojo Rawley.
He's going to be woken now.
Maybe.
He's down with Matt Hardy.
Bray, Sister Abigail or was going to hit Sister Abigail on Mojo Rawley and then throws him to Matt Hardy, who eliminates Mojo. And now Bray taking it to Baron Corbin, who hits him with the End of Days.
End of Days. Look at William Boy go. Look at William Boy. William is a big supporter of Baron Corbin.
Let's see here. Baron Corbin eliminated by Matt Hardy. So now it's down to Bray and Matt Hardy. So here we go.
No belt yet.
There's no bell, so let's see here. Bray Wyatt just put
himself in matches. And then Bray, Willow's on it.
Oh, that's it. It's been declared. Matt Hardy's been declared the winner.
Yeah.
He's been declared the winner, and it looks like now that's it.
Bray Wyatt is now woke. And he's a part of the Hardy compound.
Hey, John Cena.
He's gonna be out there. He's gonna be out there helping single Benjamin cut the yard.
And now Bray is saying thank you to Bray Wyatt and extends his hand.
He's gonna hang out with single Benjamin.
And now they hug.
We seeing the new tag team.
Yeah, now there's John Cena. He doesn't know what to make of this.
We're going to see the Woken family.
It's a new member of the family.
Would you say double A?
It's a new member of the family.
Yep. This is going to be a Woken family.
It's going to be a Woken family.
Yeah, Willow's going to be the last piece of the puzzle.
And now Matt is going to go get his statue. All right, so now they're going to go to the USA Network at this point, and we're gonna go through the remainder of the card, and we're gonna let everybody get their things together. There's only three other matches that we need to cover: Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. With that, we go to let's start with Tony C on this.
Shane and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, what about you, Surfer?
I'm thinking Shane and Bryan.
William Morgan.
Points to Zayn because of a Shane McMahon heel turn.
Okay. Hightower.
I'm going to go with Zayn and Kevin Steen.
All right. I'm going with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens as well because I think there's going to be a turn. I don't know from who, but there's going to be some sort of turn today. In this match,
would it shock you if it was Daniel Bryan?
A little bit. It would shock me if it was Daniel Bryan. Let's see here. Another tag team match: Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey against the McMahon Helmsley era. Triple H and Stephanie McMahon Helmsley.
They gotta come. If they come down that music, they're gonna win, yo.
I gotta tell you something. They should call once in a while Triple H Hunter Hearst Helmsley. If he's gonna be an executive, okay, he should be known by his formal name, not by Triple H, which is an abbreviation of his name.
Which is wrestling moniker.
Mm-hmm. So he should be the chief executive officer, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. I don't want to know about
how bad would y'all mark out if tonight y'all heard 1, 2, 3, 4?
One time, it's on.
Oh man! I will mark out.
You know for sure they gonna win.
Yep.
Sure do.
That Triple H pull out all the stops. He's never lost a WrestleMania match with that. With that song.
Because I think he only had one WrestleMania match with that song.
One. That's right. WrestleMania 2000. That was it. Is this on? Oh, man.
Just had that nose up in the air, like
come out there like he did for No Mercy 99 with the flares him over his shoulder. Then said, took it from him. He's like, hell no, you're not using it. I love that Triple H.
I'm waiting for them to sign off and go to the USA Network here. Hold on.
They got to wait for that episode of NCSI to go off. I'm sorry, Law and Order SVU is Sunday.
Hey, what is wrong with Booker T?
Hey, you would not put down Law and Order SVU on this network.
I'm not putting Ice T in his no perm now, man. I did Ice T without the perm.
What, sir?
Solving crime.
No.
Especially when you did a song called F the Police, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways.
Well, you know, color.
Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey against the McMahon-Helmsley era. Surfer, we'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, it's going to be McMahon-Helmsley so they can give Rowdy her first loss. They don't want her coming in and being undefeated. They want her at least have one loss.
I think that would be defeatist.
I didn't say fetus.
Never mind. Anyways, Hightower.
Undefeated.
I'm gonna kind of agree with Surf on that. I want the Helmsley family is gonna win tonight.
You don't want her to be undefeated as well.
No, I don't even want her to be. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed about Ronda right now.
Undefeated.
You know, if she'd have came in without having ever lost in MMA, I could see them maybe not giving her a loss, but she's not undefeatable as she used to be anymore. So,
now, not to say she's in
Japan. I get the feeling Kurt is still working for the authority, and he's going to maybe screw her over.
Are you unbeatable or are you undefeatable?
There's a difference.
Yeah, close up, it looks like WrestleMania. From the far distance, you're right, it looks like Raw.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Raw from afar. Now, of course, JBL got thrown out for Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, God. So. Tonight is light. Bright light.
Anyways, Tony C. Or you said, who did you say, Hightower?
Stephanie and Triple H.
Tony C.
My heart says Triple H and Stephanie, but my WWE mind says Ronda and Kurt with Stephanie tapping.
William Morgan.
Stephanie and Triple H.
Okay.
And Double H here asked about The Rock impromptu match he may have when he pop up.
He won't have an impromptu match. Anyways. I'm going with
and The Rock will be Josh and The Rock will be sitting together.
I'm going with Kurt Angle
well.
And Ronda Rousey.
You gotta promote Rampage, man.
Oh.
No. I'm going with Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. So. And lastly, we already talked about Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, but lastly, the last match, which we hope is the main event, WWE Championship match, AJ Styles defending his title against the artist, the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura. Tony C, we'll start with you.
I'm going with the other Oriental on the card, Shinsuke Nakamura for the it's gonna be a great night for the Oriyama.
I think WWE is very capable that if this closes out the show, WWE is capable of telling them to go close to an hour. So I have that feeling.
And Nakamura will become the first
Japanese
Oriental
Japanese heavyweight champion.
WWE champion.
That's right.
You think he's gonna close it out?
The first one,
period.
Right, well, because, you know, supposedly Yokozuna's Japanese, even though we
find out.
But that wasn't, that's not what they were saying as he was champion.
This is the first champion of Oriental descent.
Anyways, Hightower.
Oh, Zetidwo, Nakamura.
And now the Cruiserweight title will be on the line next. There's 205 General Manager Drake Maverick. And on the call for this match is the voices of 205 Live, Vic Joseph and Nigel McGuinness, everybody in their tuxedos tonight. Packed house, 75,000 plus they're expecting.
What the fuck do he got on?
WWE.
Double A Ritter.
And their VR.
What if Nakamura.
Go ahead.
What I was just gonna ask, what if Nakamura beat AJ Styles with the crane shit? Would you be excited?
That would be something.
How about that?
But anyways, William Morgan, Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle, or McMahon and Triple H?
What match am I doing? Am I doing that one, or am I doing AJ and Nakamura?
Oh, no, sorry. AJ Nakamura,
Who's supposed to be? Somebody from Mortal Kombat?
I don't know, Surfer. AJ or Nakamura, William Morgan?
I asked this earlier. I guess he's clear, because I know AJ was hurt. I guess he was clear for this match, but I think it's going to be Nakamura.
He was clear a few weeks ago.
You have to do that payoff at some point with Nakamura. I think this is it.
You know what we're going to see? Nakamura and AJ first match of the night.
He's a Sub-Zero.
The fuck?
That's gracious.
He's got a laser in his hand.
Well, that's the thing Bucky had on his face. He was a soldier.
This is going to be an excellent match. Surfer, AJ, well, Nakamura, who are you going with?
I'm going with Nakamura.
Okay.
The Nakamura win, the music going to hit.
Oh, God.
More to let that match close the show.
I hope it is. I hope it does.
It's going to be the beginning of the show.
Better not be. But anyways, I'm going with Nakamura. I think it's going to be excellent. Look at that shot. That is an amazing shot of the Superdome. Cruiserweight action. Referee Rob Zapata, the official of this match.
He got on a Winter Soldier outfit, don't he, sir?
How much of the network is behind the television feed?
Because the television, I don't know, Surfer. I don't know. But anyways.
Isn't there always a delay between the two, AA?
Can I what?
Isn't there always a delay between the two?
There's always a delay because the network feed depends on which device you're using and this and that. There is an overall delay. And then there's always the satellite delay, and I don't know which is worse, the network delay or the television delay, but it looks like the network delay, depending on the device you're using, is probably worse. With that said, and with the card and everything, we've gone over everything. This is the time we're going to bid adieu. First and foremost, we want to let everybody know, tonight is the one night of the year that you need to just sit back, take off your IWC hat, and just enjoy this program as a wrestling fan. Second, at the conclusion of the evening, which will be about 6 hours from now, okay?
Ten.
It'll be about 6 hours from now. We will be back on the air with a post-show recapping everything that went down. And If you missed any part of this show, we're going to rebroadcast it during WrestleMania in case you want to listen to it for whatever, or it'll be available on iTunes. The entire marathon, beginning from Thursday night all the way up until tonight, will be rebroadcasted starting 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. You don't want to miss it. If you're a new listener, join us in the chat room by going to rantemradio.com and joining in the discussion. We will be back here, like I said, at around 12 midnight, assuming that that's when the pay-per-view is going off the air. If it goes off sooner, we will go on the air sooner. If it goes off later, we'll come on the air later. Whenever the pay-per-view goes off the air is when we'll be back on the air with a post-show to talk about everything that went down and prepare you for what you're going to see tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. So for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, for William Morgan, Hightower, Dr. Doom, Surfer, and Tony C, I am AA, enjoy WrestleMania, and we will see you later this evening. Have a good night, everybody.